Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, I'm going to welcome you out for a wonderful show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, but you're ready for your money to start working harder for you now. So you work because you want to, not because you have to. So you have that life of freedom, prosperity, and a cash flow and passive income today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, to live the life that you love, to do what you love with those that you love. But it's not just for your own prosperity, right? It's not just for your own wealth, but it's actually because you want to create a ripple effect through the lives of others, that you know that as you financially prosper, you can bless more lives. So guys, I'm so excited to have you here with me. Thank you for tuning in, binging, sharing with others, and everything that you do to make my ripple effect pass through you and to others as well. So thank you so much, because I love watching the show grow. And I honestly, you guys fire me up and get me to wake up every day to do what I do. And thank you so much for that. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com, for more information there, or you can even reach out to me through there too. Check it out. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. You know, the website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy up people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home, and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Websites, fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. So today I want to talk about something that a lot of people really haven't heard much on, just because it got passed into Congress here in the United States. It got passed just a few months ago, back in December, signed off by Trump and everything else. And now is what they refer to as the Secure Act. I always love when they give titles to things like that, like Social Security, which sounds nice and safe. The Secure Act, which makes it sound like it's all fun and games, right? But ultimately, it's really about how you can actually help yourself better, especially with IRAs. This is specifically around IRAs, 401ks, things like that. So there's some good changes that have happened, but there's also some changes of warning you should be aware of too. So first, one is that before you couldn't contribute till you're past 70 and a half years old. Most people aren't contributing to that, but there was, people were doing that to some level. Now there is no age limit. You can contribute to IRAs all you want. As long as you're working, you can keep contributing. If not, then that's not the case. The other thing is the age limit, that's required, that what they call the minimum age distribution age, right? Minimum withdrawal age used to be 70 and a half years old. Now it's 72. So now you got an extra little year and a half before you have to start taking money out of your IRA. So it's an interesting little change that are saying, hey, people are living longer. Let's extend it out a little bit. Let's allow them to start, only taking out money from age 72 on. And you have to take out a minimum amount. If you don't, by the way, if you don't take it out by the age of 72, there is a 50% penalty on the money that you should have taken out. So they are serious about making sure they get their tax money. I'll come back to that one. There's another warning about that here coming up too. Also, if you've been a part-time employee working at least 500 hours a year, that's roughly about 10 hours a week, right? You've done that for 3 consecutive years and you're over the age of 21, you can actually contribute to a 401k, where most people would only get those benefits if they're full-time. Now, if you've worked at least 500 hours a week for the last 3 consecutive years and you're at least 21 years old, you can actually qualify for a 401k. That was interesting. Here's one I actually really like. This one's pretty cool, is that people, now there's more reasons to be able to take it out while avoiding that 10% penalty. One of them, for example, is you've got the option to take out for medical emergencies, especially their high like high ones, right? So if you've got really expensive medical emergencies, you can actually take out for that. Also, here's what's cool. If you had a birth of a child or an adoption of a child, you can actually withdraw $5,000 with no penalty. And you can either pay it back in into your almost like a loan. You can pay it back in, or if you leave it out, if you don't pay it back, then you just pay income tax on that. But you at least avoid the 10% penalty for things such as birth or adoption of a child. So that I actually thought was pretty cool. It's given more flexibility to use it before you're 59 and a half, where normally if you're not 59 and a half, you get penalized. Now, here's the thing you got to be warned of. This is the one that I think is interesting, and this is where the government is showing their cards, and this could also lead to future issues. What they say is that if you've inherited an IRA, now specifically, not if you're a spouse of someone who passed on, but if you're the children or the beneficiary of someone who has passed on, like a parent, for example, who had an IRA, you get it. It used to be they called it a stretch IRA, where you could have it stretch beyond, you would inherit the IRA, and you could keep it for the rest of your life too and keep passing on. So you'd never have to pay taxes on it. That is not the case anymore. They actually say now, and I'm sure they did this because they're thinking, how do we pay for Social Security? How do we pay for all these programs, especially as people start to rely on us more? Aha, we got to tax the baby boomers somehow. How can we do it? Oh, we just won't tax the baby boomers. We'll tax their children. We'll tax them. So what happens is that now you've got to use up, you actually got to start cash, you got to cash out that IRA within 10 years of inheriting it. So you can't stretch it out your whole life. Within 10 years, you've got to be able to cash out that entire IRA or 401k that your family passed on to you. So that is a big change. And it's kind of a slick way for them to say, hey, you know, those baby boomers, they vote a lot. Do we really want to tax them more? That'd be tough. But if we pass on to their kids, hey, what the heck, you know? So that's what's happening, is that now you've got to start cashing out those IRAs. So if you're the parent, right, if you're the person with the IRA right now thinking, I might die with this thing, you may not want to, because now that's something that's going to get taxed at some point within so many years. They've got to cash that out and pay taxes on it. So that's one thing to be aware of. You know, now, of course, there's been lots of clients I've had come to me that said, hey, I got inherited this IRA from my parents. I could cash it out right now. What should I do with it? Yeah, there's plenty of options of something you can do with that. But if you're trying to take that traditional route of delaying and avoiding taxes and things like that, which is why people put money in IRAs in the first place in many cases, it's not serving that purpose anymore. It's not as great of a vehicle. You know, that's something you might say, well, maybe I need to use it up now, which is exactly what the government's counting on. Because if you don't use it up, your heirs will have to use it up. And that will mean taxes will be paid. And they could say, hey, we got more income coming in for the IRS. Yay. So that's what the SECURE Act is. Not a whole lot of SECURE behind it, but it does give you some cool little extra features. I especially like I said before, the fact you can avoid a 10% penalty for using it for first baby, you know, for a newborn baby or an adoption, using it for big medical emergencies. I think that's a huge one that, you know, most time people had to qualify for some drastic financial emergency. And just to say, hey, I got $20,000 in medical bills. Cool. You can use it for that. So I think that's an awesome thing. You know, the retirement age and all that stuff, whatever, that I don't think that really made much of a difference or much of a benefit, but hey, you know, there's some cool little extra stuff they put in there. So anyways, I know that's not a whole lot. The thing is, here's what I have to say about IRAs in general, right? If I were to throw my 2 cents, if your plan is retire before you're 59 and a half, why are you putting money in these things? Why would you put money in something that doesn't meet your goals, right? If they're going to say you're going to have to wait till at least 59 and a half, and just by evidence, well, what happened here, that age for the minimum distributions went up to 72. That actually worked in some people's favor, right? But what if it works against your favor? What if they say, you know, we're going to raise that retirement age, you know, on the underside, instead of 59 and a half, maybe we're going to let them access it at 62, which has always been talked about. It's never been done, but that could happen. Well, if you were trying to count on retiring by age 59 and then all of a sudden they move it to 62, are you going to stop working for another 2 to 3 years? Or are you going to keep working just to try to delay it? And what if the market goes down right before you hit those years, right? here's the thing. When you put your money in IRAs and 401ks and everything else, the big lesson is this, is that you're once again a victim, you know, not because you're, you know, you're always a victim, but because you chose to be a victim by investing in these kind of things or saving in these things. I wouldn't say you're investing, but you're saving these kind of plans that can change their tune at any time. Here's the thing. I know a lot of you guys are also investors. Some of you guys are using this in creative ways. What if they change the rules on you there? You cannot be grandfathered in into these kind of plans. Anything that it's basically a tax code with IRAs, 401ks, 403bs. You know, some of you guys do like, you know, try to do QRPs and things like that. All of this stuff, guys, can be changed on a dime. You have no certainty of knowing whether you can plan or not. So if all of a sudden they say they start changing the rules for ages or what gets taxed and what doesn't, hey, what if you've been saving to a Roth IRA? What if the government says, you know what? Well, we can't tax Roth IRAs. That's bad PR. That's bad for our morale. But what if we tax the rich and give to the poor? So it's noble, because, you know, rich people don't need that much money. So what if someone has a net worth of over $1 million? Hey, maybe we should tax a Roth IRA when they try to take out his contributions. Maybe we'll tax them, or maybe we'll just tax the growth. Not what they put in, but just the growth of it. You know, so hey, they're not getting fully taxed. It's still semi-tax free. Guys, if you think this is not possible, this is not too far off from probably what they've already discussed behind closed doors anyways. And this is the thing that I don't like to count on. I do not like to bank on government plans. I don't trust the government. I trust, here's the one thing I do trust. I trust that they will do what's in their best interest. And I'll trust that they'll do whatever it takes for them to ensure that they keep paying for programs, try to keep people happy, especially as we're moving more into an entitlement type of society. That means things get more expensive. So why would you want to put your money in something that's controlled by them, that's looking out for their best interest, not necessarily yours? They might say it's in your best interest, but ultimately it comes down to, hey, how can we do this to where it actually helps us out? How can we tax things in a way that people won't feel as badly, or people won't notice as much, right? They'll notice it, but maybe they won't notice it as much. That's the thing I'm worried about, guys. Like, that's the thing that I fear the most. This is why I tend to keep my money away from those kind of plans. If I do anything that has tax benefits, I make sure that I'm grandfathered. I have a contract or something in. That's why I use life insurance, because I know, hey, I'm grandfathered into those rules. You know, I have some certainty behind that. But in other things, you know, if I'm using IRAs or 401ks, I'm at the whim of whatever some congressman thinks is in my best interest, whether it is or not. Do you trust them? So anyways, guys, I'll leave that with you. You can decide that for yourself. I'm not telling you either way what to do, but I am saying, be careful and make sure that if you want a retirement plan that's going to hit what your goals are, if you want to retire by the time you're 40 or 50 or 55, make sure that what you're investing in aligns with that goal versus actually take money away from your goal, only allowing you to now retire later. So keep that in mind, guys. I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.